It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to PopCulture.com's group chat, where we talk about all the reality TV news that we care about and you really need to know. I'm one of your hosts, Anna Rumor.
And I'm Victoria Magotomy.
We have a great show for you this week. We are going to break down the semifinals of the Dancing with the Stars, which personally broke my heart. We're going to talk about Scott Disick's new girlfriend, which is like barely an adult, and she's also on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, so there's a lot to dig in there. There's a Teen Mom 2 star who is making her exit from the show, and we've got to talk all about that. And then we're going to break down The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which continues to be my new favorite show on TV.
So, I am legit excited about this now. You have gotten me on the bandwagon. I'm here for it. These women are crazy. I love it. I'm so excited. I was like, God, I know I'm making Anna so proud right now by watching this show. And I don't regret watching it. So here we are.
And this week has two episodes. So by the time you guys are listening to it, there will be another episode. So thank you, Andy Cohen. Thank you, Bravo.
Bravo.
Bravo to Bravo, indeed. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Dancing with the Stars, though, because Monday's show was the semifinals, and I was truly shocked at the couples that went home. Johnny Weir and Britt and Skye Jackson and Alan went home, despite the fact that they both got perfect scores that night, and despite the fact that Nelly and Daniela made it to the finale, despite the fact that they're not that good. What is going on?
We should have learned from Bobby Bones. Okay, you don't have to be good to win.
I know you don't, but they changed the voting after Bobby Bones won, so it wouldn't happen again. And so now
it wouldn't happen. Yeah.
And I love Nelly, but also I like Skye and Johnny, and they deserve to be there more.
Yeah, I was disappointed to see that. Listen, my heart, I've said it from day one. I love Nelly. I want to see him go all the way just because I'm a fangirl, okay? Not because I think he's the most talented dancer in the world.
You're part of the problem.
Yes, I'm a part of America's problem. But I will say that I was very shocked to see Skye and Johnny go home because they are so good, you know? And Skye, I mean, Skye, first off, is so talented. Love her. She has really, I think what says a lot about her, like, I know that the whole goal in each performance is to like not mess up, but I love that even when she does mess up, she still just continues to just push through with a smile on her face. She takes the criticism. She takes the judges, you know, critiques and she moves on. She does better the next week. Johnny, you would think that like someone as talented as he is, would almost like win because like figure skating and dancing are similar in a sense, but he did talk early on in the season about struggling, being with a partner. Cause he was like, I do solo, you know, skating. So like being with someone and having to like go off their flow is an adjustment for me. But because he's already kind of got that, like, you know, I don't know what
the musicality to him
makes sense. He's got like the swag to
the
him.
The flow. You know
what I mean? You would think that like someone like him would win it all. So it is.
And Adam Rippon won athletes too. Yeah. So it's like we have precedent for figure skaters winning. But he has been like he's really good, and I do think he's better than Nelly. But he has had some kind of ups and downs throughout the season, and so have Skye. Yes. So if Nelly. Yeah. If Nelly had to be pushed through, and then we had the three other people in the finals, which ended up being Caitlin, Bristow, Artem, Justina Machado, and Sasha, and Neve and Jenna, I would pick those two to be in the bottom. But I mean, it's so tight, and that's just saying that if Nelly really has to go to the finals, then I guess I would put those two in the bottom.
Listen.
Listen, I'm excited
Nelly
to watch
wins
him.
This entire thing. I'm not going to be mad about it. I know you probably will in a way, because we know you love Nelly, but like, I'm not going to be mad about it because I love, I've been jamming to so many of his hits recently. I've been taking like throwbacks to the 90s, the early 2000s. Oh, dude.
If Nelly, and he is, he's delightful on the show. Like, he seems like a really great guy. I really do like watching him. I would have been sad to see him go home. But the facts are facts.
I know.
He's just not that good of a dancer. He's not. That's fine. I wouldn't be either. But, you know, he's just, he's still really, like, he's having a good time, but he's still stiff and his feet. Is he even wearing dance shoes ever?
No, like, he gets his tennis shoes made into... Or he gets dance shoes made into, like, looking like he gets them custom made, okay?
Okay.
But I will say, I'm going to be the, you know, like, when Bobby Bones won, like, everyone that voted for him were just like.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Because everyone was pissed about it. Like, yeah. That's, but, like, I'm going to be like, listen, I voted for him 100%. I'm going to scream it from the top of my lungs if this kid wins because I'm here for it.
Stand by it. Stand by it.
I hated it when Bobby Bones won, but I'm not going to hate it if Nelly wins. I know. It's so biased. It's so wrong.
No, it's not. It's not biased. I mean, what is the criteria? I guess it's for who you like. So I'm like, I want the best dancer to win. I think the best dancer is Neve. I think he should win. He's just amazing.
Oh, yeah. If Neve wins, I'm not going to be mad either. If Neve wins, I think Neve deserves to win. He really came out. But then they defended, I mean, back when Bobby Bones did win, they defended him by saying, like, it's someone who... like, wasn't a good, like, the whole point is to, like, start off not a good dancer, and then you improve into a good dancer, like, versus someone who comes on and they're already very good, because Neve kind of, like, killed it from day one, you know?
Yeah, but that's true.
I don't know.
But also, how do you send someone who's that good home
in favor of
someone who's less good? Like, I understand the narrative, but it doesn't really make sense. I don't think they're very clear, necessarily, about what the point of the show is, but it's tough to be, like, who am I supposed to root for if I'm being completely objective as to what you want me to do?
Yes. This happened two nights ago on The Masked Singer. I don't know if you watched it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. If you have not watched it yet, I'm going to need you to close your ears because I am going to announce who won. Yeah. So spoiler, I'm giving you a fair warning. Give me like the next 20 seconds to talk about this. The Masked Singer Serpent went home. Whatchamacallit? Like, okay, whatever. That ended up being Lonzo Ball, which
was
blowing.
Never would have guessed that.
Serpent. I had never heard of Dr. Elvis.
Who is Dr. Elvis?
Dude, I don't know. My mom watched it. She was like, I know who Dr. Elvis is. He, like, became famous during this whole pandemic thing. And then he made Ken start crying because Ken, as a doctor, was like, I appreciate what you've been doing. But let me tell you something. Dr. Elvis sounds like John Legend. There is no way in hell that he should have been eliminated. But he was. And I'm like, wait a minute. Crocodile came out saying Britney Spears in a very Britney Spears voice, which, listen, we all love Britney, okay? We're here for it. We're here for
it. We stand Britney.
One more time. We stand by Britney. But, like, if I was going to, like, choose for someone to go home, I would have picked Crocodile over Serpent. And then it makes me think, okay, well, what are we doing?
Well, and I agree, and I think that, I think we can all admit that the Masked Singer is, like, far more produced. Because, I mean, it's not live, too. So, correct. That makes sense to me, and that's fine with me. But also, they can't have Serpent win and have him unmasked and have it be Dr. Elvis and have everyone else be like,
I know, but
who?
At least we can go to the stage. Because that was me. I was like, when Nicole was like, oh, this is someone that I've had the pleasure of singing, Dr. Elvis. And I'm like, Dr. Who? What, who? Did she really just say Elvis? And my mom was like, yeah, Dr. Elvis. You don't know about Dr. Elvis? No, I don't know about Dr. Elvis.
When Ken started to cry, I was like.
Oh, he did.
I thought he was joking at first because I thought he was like, because I didn't know who this man was and he was getting really emotional about it. But then he was serious and I was like, who's Dr. Elvis?
Well, I will say, okay, we're going to get serious for 2 seconds.
Yes.
I will say, as someone who has dealt with a lot of hospitals and doctors in the last 3 years after being diagnosed with something that has like shoved me in that whole world. I didn't even have a primary care physician before 3 years ago. I mean, I just never went to the doctor and now it's like, I live in hospitals and doctor's offices. Yes. I will say the one thing I appreciate of what I've learned about Dr. Elvis, he sings, for anyone who doesn't know, he sings to his patients. I think that that's really important for he brings music into his patients' lives to try and bring them a little bit of joy, especially during like such a hard time. But what I like about that is because I've realized that like how many doctors and nurses are losing the bedside manner. And I get that they're busy. I get that they see a lot of patients in the day, but like when I have something going on with my body that I'm unfamiliar with and it's affecting my heart and I'm scared, like a little bedside manner wouldn't hurt. You know what I mean? So like, I appreciate that he does that. And I think that that's why it brought Ken to tears. Cause he was like, you guys, you just like uplifted us during a really tough time. But it doesn't take away from the fact that I was like, who's Dr. Elvis? I don't know who you are.
He seems great. He's very talented. Yeah. I didn't go the extra step of Googling who he was. I just kind of was like, man, turned off the TV because I was like, I don't know who either of these people are. But yeah, it was a moment where I was just like, well, of course, that they can't have him win just because I don't think most people know who he is. But okay, but we're back to Dancing with the Stars. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's kind of unclear what they like want us to vote for. I think that Niamh and Jenna should win, though, because, like, the judges this week were saying he got two perfect scores, and the judges were saying that he legitimately could be a professional dancer.
Yes.
They're like, you should actually compete.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you. I think Niamh should win, but if Nelly wins, I'm not going to cry about it.
I would also be excited if Justina won, because I love her. I just think she's great. Yes, she's got such a good energy. Cute. I was thinking Caitlin, they've been building up her narrative all season, you know, but they can't have two bachelorettes win back to back, right?
No, I'm so.
Nina Brown won last season. I don't
think they can do that. I'm over it. I mean, me too.
Me too. I don't. Or Nelly. She's never been my favorite, and I think that she's got kind of attitude this season, which we've talked about before, but it just feels weird. It feels like they're building her up for this narrative, and then I'm like, but she can't win again because that would be
I think that they're building her up because also Arna. I feel like the whole, like, the Bella twins.
Yeah.
Like, him, their tie. And then I didn't know that Artem and Carrie Ann and Ava dated years ago. I had no idea I wrote a story about this. And I was like, well, that's awkward. Anyways.
Well, you have to look at – me and Jameson talked about that a couple weeks ago. But – you have to look if you have like a Getty Images account. I don't know if people who listen
I do
have one. Okay.
Via pop culture. Thank you.
Well, I know you have one, but I mean like people listening. We all
Hannah, you know I have access to Getty.
No, people listening.
Oh, I forgot other people are listening to this and it's not just me. Got it.
Not just our private conversation that we record. It kind of is. But if you guys at home can access Getty Images, I don't even know if you can. Google or search both of their names and then go back to the last page. You will find some delightfully 2000s content. Like the fashion is insane. And one picture, they're holding up a Cabbage Patch doll. It made me laugh so hard. It's really good.
Oh, I know what I'm doing after this.
It's so funny. It's so funny. And I'm sure that both of them would be horrified to see them, but they're pretty great. Let's move on. Speaking of couples, let's talk about Scott Disick and his rumored new girlfriend.
Are we shocked? No.
So he broke up with Sophia Richie, who is now 22. They've been dating for 3 years. So they started dating when she was 19 and when he was 34. Mm-hmm. At the time, I remember thinking, ooh, what could those two have in common? But then they dated for 3 years and seemed really low key and whatever. And I was like, well, I don't know. I guess that works. That's fine. but then they broke up and he was recently he's been photographed a couple of times now with Amelia Hamlin, who is Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin's daughter, who is also 19. Discuss.
I mean, he likes them young. We get that.
He's 37 now. So just saying.
But,
That's too much. That's a stretch. She's only 9 years older than his son.
Yeah, that's a stretch. I will say, I thought that him and Courtney were getting back together. I thought that I was on this train of Courtney and Scott.
They play us every single time. I always think they're getting back together. They post all these things, they get the headlines they want, and then they both move on with the people they're actually.
And he just posted on his Instagram story, which, oh my God, he has me sold, his clothing line. Is now selling hoodies, talentless. Ooh. That is now selling hoodies that say Kim's my lawyer and I really want it. And but he's sharing a picture of Kourtney Kardashian in the Kim's my lawyer hoodie. And I'm just like, I thought that they were together.
I think they're just very close co-parents. And they also
dangerous though.
I think they both like attention too. And they know that people want them to get back together. So I feel like This is my, I'm sure this is not it, but this is my fun conspiracy theory. I feel it because Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming to an end.
Yes! Scott
wants to latch on to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills by dating Emilia.
That took a turn. Okay.
She's on it.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm sure that's okay. That's my thought.
Scott wants to venture off and not be so like, I'm not just famous because of the Kardashians, but like
sure.
I am.
Sure.
We get it. But ooh, I kind of like that conspiracy. I'm all about conspiracies. I'm one of those weirdos. Like I'm entertained. I don't believe in all of them, but like, I want to hear it. Like I want to hear sides, you know?
We like harmless conspiracies. Let's clarify that.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't do the dangerous ones.
Yeah. But Emilia is really interesting. She's been on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills since she was a kid now she's 19, which is still basically a kid, but legally an adult.
I just don't know what you have in common with, like, here's my thing. Let me state this. I have dated men that have been significantly older than me. I think once you hit, but I'm also a 31 year old woman.
Right.
I feel that once you hit an age where you're a lot more familiar with like things you want and like what you stand for. And there's, you know, not to judge, someone at 19 years old may very well be light years ahead of where I was when I was 19 years old, but I'm going to go with like probably these statistics that I've put in my head that are, you know, like, that's probably not the case. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
So just, I have no problem with an age gap. If you want to date 20 years old or 20 years younger, that's fine. If you guys have something in common, like, I just feel like once you hit a certain age, it's easy to have something in common with another person. But like, when you're still in your teens, that girl isn't even 21 yet. Like, what are you going to do on dates? She's got to wear a Shirley Temple, you know, like.
It's just tough because it's like, A, what do you have in common? And B, science has shown us that your brain really doesn't develop until you're about 25.
Yes.
So if you're 37 and your brain is fully developed and you're a father of three and blah, 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 what do you have in common with? She's still in college. Like, that's weird.
Well, and
I don't
also,
know. I don't like that.
He's also not really wanting to go out and do this big, wild party life anymore. And I feel like when you're dating younger, that's usually the years that, I mean, I don't know about you, but I was wild before I was 21. And then when I hit 21, I was still wild. You know what I mean? Like, it's natural. But I mean, listen, this could very well be a Sophia Richie situation where these two end up together for the next couple of years, but.
And we'll all have to get used to it if that's the case, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just really wanted him and Courtney. I thought that they were like going to be a thing now. I'm really like shook by that because I was like, okay, Courtney seems a lot happier in life. Scott has settled down some more.
Yeah,
you know,
I thought so maybe, too. I thought so too. It's sad. Well,
here we are. We're stumped.
We'll
see how this goes.
We'll see what happens. I mean, they haven't come out as officially dating, but they've been photographed all over each other a couple of times. So it's like, well.
I mean, like, what? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We know what that means.
I wonder if it's going to be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but I know it's going to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because they don't, they don't edit out. So I'm excited to see how this plays out.
Yeah. Keep us updated, Anna.
I will. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with Teen Mom News and Real Housewives.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
All right, we are back and we're talking Teen Mom 2. There is the end of an era coming up at the end of this season.
Yeah.
Chelsea Huska, now Chelsea DeBoer, announced last week that she is leaving Teen Mom behind after almost 11 years to focus on, quote unquote, developing her brand and taking things to the next level with new endeavors and expanding family businesses. So I don't know what that means. No one does. It is word salad, but she's leaving Teen Mom, and that's the important an interesting thing.
So I almost wore my Teen Mom, it would have been Teen Mom OG, but I almost wore my Teen Mom OG hoodie today. And
I have that hoodie too.
Totally. Oh my God. Yes.
Let's go. It's quick. So everyone comfy. Pause. Let's go put it on.
I know. I was like, should I wear this today or should I not? I settled for the black and white, but anyways. Yeah. If I'm being completely honest with you guys, I did not hop on the Teen Mom bandwagon until I worked for pop culture, they were like, we're going to need you to like cover this for work. Yeah. But what I do know, and I've watched a couple of them, I'm a huge fan of Chelsea. Mm-hmm. I love her because she seems like the most like relatable to me. Like I feel like I can really relate to her and I love her sweet little family. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I feel like eventually you gotta just, and honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if part of her decision, has she announced why she made this decision?
She and Cole have just talked about it. Honestly, they've been really boring for like 6 seasons now. There's really not that much going on. So.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I was going to say that, but also after, if you guys remember during, it would have been not this past season, but the season before that, mm-hmm. you know, her house was broken into and that really shook her. I mean,
they moved.
Poor girl. Yeah. I mean, she moved, she had to get on medication. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, she was shook by that. And so I think I wouldn't be surprised if that played at least a small role in their decision to be like, listen, like, we're trying to just like build a normal family, not be on reality TV anymore. Plus like the more we do this TV show, you know, the more we're exposed to the public eye. And after that, I wouldn't be surprised if she just wanted some privacy. And I feel like if they've been saving financially and they've been managing their money well, they should have more than enough to be sitting on, you know,
oh my gosh.
And if she's starting her own stuff and you know, good. I mean, good for her. I will miss her, but good for her.
They have like a design line that they're coming out with. I think it's called Aubrey Says, but also she's pregnant right now with her fourth mm-hmm. kid. So I was thinking maybe that also has something to do with it.
Yeah.
We won't get the birth of that child on Teen Mom, which is interesting just because we've had all of her other pregnancies on camera. But I can imagine if you're going into this, you've been doing this for what, more than 11 years or almost 11 years at this point. You have had 3 kids on camera, you're having another one, you're at a point where you're financially stable, and people on like Reddit and Twitter and stuff like that complain about her being boring all the time. I would be like, yeah, I'm boring because my life is fine, and then just get out.
There's
not
drama, and there's more than enough women out there who are creating the drama, you know, for the rest of the show to just kind of carry it with, so...
Yeah. Well, and it's really interesting because they've brought back 16 and Pregnant this season. So they've introduced like a bunch of new young moms and they all have really interesting stories. So I would be happy to have any of those girls join the cast. I know they're younger because the cast is like 26, 27 now, mm-hmm. but I would be happy to have one of the 16, 17 year olds from 16 and Pregnant join Teen Mom next season. Cause mm-hmm. there are some of them that I'm like, oh, I actually really do want to follow your story. And it's been a while since I've actually kind of cared about the stories of a lot of these women because it just
it just feels the same. I mean, when you've been following the same person for so long, there's a sense of comfort there, but there's also just like so much repetition that you're just like, okay, can we get like that? To me, that's why I'm excited about The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which we'll talk about next, mm-hmm. is because it's new. I want a new cast because I watched Real Housewives of Orange County way back when it first started because I think that they were the original cast
of
OG. Real Housewives. But then it got to a point where I was like, okay.
It gets to the point where you know people a little bit too well.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, listen, if I can predict what your next move is going to be, and if that next move is not going to be that interesting, you know, both good for you, but also, and I feel like each of the moms now has something to bring that's kind of dramatic. Like Leah mm-hmm. has, like her daughter has health issues that I know we're all interested in. Mm-hmm. Kale has baby daddy drama. So does, who's even on the show anymore? Why am I blanking? The other ones that have stuff. Jade is new.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. So there's stuff going on there. But with Chelsea, people were joking on Twitter. It was like, the annual father-daughter dance for Aubrey and Cole. because they do it every single season because there's nothing else happening with this family. And that's good. That's no shade. Like, I would love it for the biggest drama in my life to just be like a father-daughter dance that is a little bit, I don't know.
I just feel like she's the least dramatic. Like, she's just kind of over it. And honestly, like, that's what I like. I'm here. That's why I feel like I can, like, relate to her. I watch her and I can relate to her, but I also understand why that doesn't make for very good TV. So, good.
Yes, I wish her well. But let's talk about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, because that's what we're
Your girl has some stuff to say, okay?
Okay.
It's not going to be just you giving us a recap now. I got things to say.
Kick it off. Wait. I have one question for you right off the bat. Thumbs up emoji, rude or not? Replying to someone with a thumbs up emoji.
Is this, now I will say, I only got through the first episode. I haven't watched the second episode. Is this on the second episode?
Oh, Victoria, yeah.
I'm sorry. I watched the first episode. When does it air? Did it air last night?
It airs Wednesdays, yeah. But there's also going to be another episode tonight.
I was watching Masked Singer. Okay, so I can really only talk about the first episode.
I can recap the second episode. But let's talk about the first episode first.
But I do have thoughts on the thumbs up emoji. If it's like a friend and you're just like quickly like, okay, whatever, like I'm totally fine with that. If it's a guy that I'm dating, it just depends. Like if it's like, hey, like I'll meet you at the restaurant, or hey, I'll meet you here, like, okay, cool. Yeah. You know, I think if you're trying to have a serious conversation, I don't know what the context was in the last episode. So
the
context was someone
being like, is Jen going to be there? And she was like, yes. And then the other person said, okay, I'll see you there. And then the person gave the thumbs up emoji.
Oh, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
Okay. Apparently it's a whole thing. I've never even thought about the thumbs up emoji. I send it all the time. So apparently everyone thinks that I'm telling them to like screw away. But but the funny thing is they go on this rant where they're like, well, it's just a thumbs up. Like, you're looking way too into it. And then they pan to Heather, who's the one who sent it. And the producer asked her if she did mean F-U with it. She's like, yeah.
I mean, it can.
Yeah.
But it depends on the context of the conversation. I 98% of the time, it doesn't bother me. I'm just like, okay, I'm a person. You a text message, just acknowledge that you got the message. You know what I mean? Like, don't leave me up in the air high and dry, like, hello, you know? So for me, it doesn't bother me as much because I feel like I was acknowledged. But if someone and I, if I was arguing with someone or whatever, and I just kind of wanted to be a jerk about it, like I'd probably, say K.
Yeah. Oh, you K know, is good. That's mine.
K.
I go to
K. Not okay. K.
K. Okay okay.
Yeah, and you're like, can you just at least send okay? Yeah, this is why I'm old school, man. I just like to talk on the phone with people, even if it's a 5-second conversation, because I just, I like to hear voice, I like to hear tone, but I have friends that don't like that. Friends that are like, I don't.
If anyone calls me on the phone, I assume that they're either dying or I'm in trouble. So, like, please don't.
I'm definitely, you're lucky that I would call you. Anna, hey.
What?
Please don't call me.
Listen, if people are callers and I recognize that and I understand that, then I don't get nervous. But if I just get a call from someone, I'm like, oh, no. Okay.
No, I'm going to put this up as a poll on my Instagram account today. I want to know how many people just like to text, or how many people like, that's a great idea. Okay. Anyways. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes.
So the first oh my God. First off, these women are crazy and I love it. And they're extra bougie. I love how bougie they are. The one that is probably my favorite in the most wrong way is the girl that's like, I own a bunch of tequila companies with my husband. Yeah. And she like at the very end, she was like, I understand that a lot of Mormons are looking at us because we own, or a lot of Mormons care that we own a liquor company, but it's important that I don't. I was girl.
She's like an iconic villain right off the bat. And in the best way. The villains that you're like, they're not really that bad. They're just kind of like,
oh, she gives
sassy.
Yeah, she cares this much. Zero. Mm-hmm. I will say, the one who I'm not, I don't know how I feel about her just yet, is the one that's, sorry, I don't know any names. Y'all are going to have to.
Oh, it's okay. They all look identical, and I didn't know them until this episode.
So. Yeah. The one who's married to her grandfather.
Oh, Mary? Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. We don't like that.
First off, that's weird. But also too, I'm all about, I'm a very open person. I'm an open book. And I do say what's on my mind, but I have a filter, you know what I mean? Like I'm very understanding of place and time, and I don't want to hurt someone or, you know, I want to be honest, but I'm always thinking about like the nicest way to say it. Like if your girlfriend comes down and she's like, do I look good in this outfit? And she like, doesn't, then like, I'm going to be honest with you, but I'm going to find a really nice way that's still like, we're going to lead with a confidence boost. And then we're going to wrap it up with
Pretty for that outfit. Oh, that doesn't.
Yeah. No, you know, way. I'm not a big fan of just saying anything and like hurting everyone around you. And so that feud that they had at What's Her Face's party, you know, and she was like,
hospital is insane.
And she was like refusing to apologize about it. Like that, ooh, that irks me. Like if you're in the wrong, I'm a very objective thinker. I like to take my emotions out of everything and think about it objectively.
Yeah.
And so like, I have a very hard time relating to people that just have zero, they just completely give zero. Like you can give zero on some stuff, like lady over here with her liquor company. Yeah. But like when it comes to just like being a cruel person, like, come on.
When someone is like, you really hurt my feelings because my aunt got both her legs amputated and then you said I smell like hospital. It's like, I don't understand what kind of reality you're living in where you don't go, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. And then
even if you didn't say it off the bat.
And then in her confessional, she was just like, okay, your aunt had her legs gone or her legs amputated. And I'm just like,
drink water is what she said. Drink water. I was like, wait, what? I can't believe that you would say that.
Do I agree that maybe everyone should be probably living a healthier lifestyle? Yes, but like you also don't know
that. We don't know why her aunt's situation.
You can't just say that.
Maybe she was hit by a car. Like, I don't know. They didn't say it, but it's like you can't just say drink water. Like, we should all drink more water, but that's not.
Right?
That's not so,
I don't know. She rubbed me the wrong way from the get go, but the other woman.
And she's married to your grandpa, so, you know.
Yeah, that's weird. But anyway, should we expect anything less? Yeah, no.
Right.
But anyways, so also the first woman that was featured.
Jen.
I cannot think of her name. She's like so normal.
Oh, Heather or Jen? Jen has the sons. Her husband's a basketball or football.
No, coach. Not her. The other one.
Heather, the one who owns the spa.
I think that they have, they have the son who's gay.
Oh, Meredith. Right.
Is freaking fabulous. And I
Brooks
love him
is the
so
best.
Much.
I love him. He gets his own confessional next episode. And I'm like, thank God. Thank God.
I was about to say, I hope they feature him more because I want to hear from him.
He's
anyways,
a star, right?
Okay, so her, I know. Yeah. I was sold on this family. But if you go back and you look at their wedding pictures and how like generic and just like, you know, and now she's just like bouged out to the most extreme. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm here.
All these women, they show their old like wedding pictures. Yes. Totally different now. I wonder why. Like, I wouldn't
even know what. No, I know. Same. But I am very for the whole, the religion thing. I'm here for this plot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's interesting.
Like, I want to learn. Yeah. It's very interesting.
I don't know anything about Mormonism and Pentecostal church and what was the other Latter-day Saints. I don't know anything about those. So I am, the more they talk about it, I'm like, huh, all right. I mean, who knows if it's like an accurate depiction, but I am interested.
And what a move. The girl who's married to her grandfather being a pastor.
Yeah.
And she was like,
but don't call her that. Cause that's
don't call her that. Yeah. Cause she's like, that sounds old. And I'm like, I don't know that old would be the right term, you know? Maybe you just, like, don't want to be a pastor that's on a reality show talking smack to everyone. Like, that might be a thing.
Listen, you're very rude for a pastor. And
right?
And I'm a pastor's kid, so I can talk about it. Okay, let me just say.
Oh, Anna, I didn't know this.
Yes, my mother is a pastor, so.
And your mom? Oh, my God. I'm here for this.
We support the lady pastors, but maybe not her because she sounds rude.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot going on.
It's a lot
in this. I'm gonna watch the second episode and the third episode, and I'll come more prepared next week. But
oh no, it's totally fine. I'm excited that you're in.
Yes.
Just the second episode. There's so much to talk about. There's new drama between Whitney and Lisa because Lisa like gifted some of her tequila to Whitney for her wedding, but they came with bartenders who got really drunk and like wrecked her house. And she gave an iconic line that is, if I give you a Chanel necklace and you choke on it, that's your problem, not mine. Which is, like, she's
not gonna lie.
insane. I love her.
I watched this and I've been asking, I don't know if it was you and I that had this conversation or if it was a couple of girlfriends and me, we were kind of like, why don't they, I think it was on Bachelorette night. I was talking about it with my girlfriends. I'm like, why don't they have a Real Housewives of Nashville? For those listening, we're pop culture's based in Nashville. And someone was like, well, they couldn't find anyone like essentially like savage enough or like that paired in a group.
Yeah.
Really well, that would make for good TV. And I was watching these women. I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of secretly proud of Nashville. Like, good for you for being not as, you know, extreme. We'll go with that. Extreme and rude. And, you know, I'm proud of this city, but I'm also just like, if we ever get one, I'm very interested to see whoever gets casted for that.
I mean, listen, you guys had very Cavallari and it was really boring. So,
yeah, I feel like Nashville people are just like the worst that you're going to get is someone that's like, oh, bless her heart. But, you know, because that really is
exactly,
you know, you're about to be insulted when somebody first starts off the sentence, but bless your heart.
Exactly. I never.
That's the worst Nashville can get.
I could never tell when I lived in the South if people really liked me or really didn't like me. Very off-putting being.
That's another thing because. Yes, in the North, you know immediately, but in the South, they'll smile, shake hands, kiss babies to your face, and then behind the back, then it's very much like, did you see her, blah, 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 you know?
In Pittsburgh, everyone is rude to you right off the bat, but they mean it well. So they really do like you, even if they say mean things to you, but like...
Yeah.
And I understand
that. I feel like I belong in the North a little bit more. I'm like the odd one in my family that like, I'm okay with insults. You know what I mean? Like I like to insult people, but it's coming from a place of love, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And that's very Pittsburgh of you.
Yeah. Like if I get into a relationship, like I have to be with someone that we can troll each other, you know?
Of course.
Like, I love like Lively and Ryan Reynolds relationship. Like I'm here to troll people in the most healthy, loving way.
Of course. It all comes from love. So we had that drama with Whitney and Lisa, which blows up over dinner. And at one point Meredith was like, I told Whitney that she should share her feelings with Lisa. I didn't know she was going to do it over dinner with a bunch of people. And I was like, Meredith, have you watched a single episode of Real Housewives? Because it is just arguments at dinner. That's basically what it is. There's so much that happened. Jen and Mary kind of make up, but they still don't like each other, which is also classic Housewives. Fascinating though. You know, Meredith and her husband, he's living in Chicago. They have the son, Brooks. They were kind of like back and forth at each other, but still like flirty during the first episode. Like 90% of the way through the second episode, we learn they're separated secretly.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear about that because, I mean, if anyone stuck around to watch the teasers and the potential cheating and infidelity, like it doesn't surprise me. I'm very interested to see...
I'm excited to see what happens next, but he said, I just have one question for you. They're out at dinner together. It seems like a date night. He's like, who of your friends did you tell about our separation? And I straight up was like, wait, you guys are separated? What? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Then there is also rumors now that Whitney is a swinger, which she says, obviously she's not, but she's that those are coming up. And then just the other thing that I want to just bring up, it's really not important at all, but it is delicious. Mary said that she had to wait on a special Chanel ski suit when they go skiing for the weekend, because it is the only kind that doesn't give her a wedgie.
Oh, I'm here for this.
I didn't know that was a problem.
I didn't know either.
I don't ski, but that, I didn't know.
I would think that not every single, you know, but she's also probably buying bougier brands than me. I'm buying the stuff that you get at the outdoor store, you know?
I'm wearing like my old ski suit from when I was a child that's just 6 inches too short now.
Like when I don't know if you guys caught this, it was sometime last year, Kylie Jenner went skiing with her family and like her ski suit was like all white and it was like super fitted and just like,
oh yeah,
super form fitting. And I was just like, I feel like only a Kardashian or Jenner could pull off looking that good in a ski suit. Because, like, first off, what brand is that? Second off, like, did you get that tailored to your body? Maybe she did. I don't know. But when I think of bougie people going skiing in their fancy ski suits, like, I do imagine. But, you know, if you're paying all that much money, you know, you shouldn't get a wedgie.
Oh, yeah. Listen, wedgie plus skiing seems like an enemy to being able to ski, but
Yeah,
I don't know. First of all, I don't ski, and second of all, I'm not rich, so I really couldn't weigh in. But I did really enjoy Same. Her just being open about the reason that she needed that ski suit. She's like, I don't like wedgies. Who does?
I like the openness. You know, I will say, if I was ever casted on Real Housewives, which probably won't ever be, but if I was, I do like the fact that I feel like I could be open and just like say anything I want to say because it's accepted on there, you know?
Oh, people love it. The crazier stuff you say on that show, the more people are into it.
Yeah.
And that's my goal in life. I would love to be on the Real Housewives, but I'm also poor. So
yeah,
that's probably not going to happen. Anyone who's rich, let me know.
Yeah, she's like, all right, sugar daddies, where are you?
Listen, if you're utterly charmed by
If it gets me onto Real Housewives, then I don't care.
Are you charmed by this messy bun? Come here.
Yes, we are.
Oh my gosh.
We're taking a turn on this show.
We're going to get
emails. I'm here for it.
Listen, this is not okay.
This is what happens when Jameson is not here.
I know. Rain
of it. He's like, I leave you guys for 2 weeks and you guys are already out of control.
Absolutely. And we'll continue.
We're not ashamed. Yes.
Let's talk about our pop culture picks of the week. You have your arms up. What?
Girl, I told you about this. Days ago. I've had this literally since the day it came out.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so excited. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Oh, I'm going to need DJ Richard over here to like drum roll.
Here, I'll do it because he's probably doing something. I'm clapping. This is weird.
That's fine. Okay. My pop culture pick of the week, if you have not seen it, you're literally missing out on everything in life. Jack Black dancing to WAP is the best thing on the internet right now. Literally stop what you're doing. I don't care if you're driving. Pull over on the side of the road. Pull up this video. Go to his Instagram account. Pull it up and watch. Or TikTok, whatever.
He's in a red Speedo.
Oh, he's in a red Speedo. He has a hose pouring water on him. He's doing all the moves. He's
nailed
so
it.
Oh. Jack Black, come to my house. Let's do some dances and let's have some fun.
He seems so fun. I love him. He does.
Oh, I want to be best friends with him. He deserves an award.
He does. Best WAP dance. He nails it, first of all. Like, second of all, he's so funny in it, and he's just really funny overall. I love him.
If Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion reach out to him to do like a collab,
I would love
And
that.
If someone is listening to this and they get this idea here, I want a 10% commission on this. If they collab on something, if he's featured in a music video, I will live for that. I will live for that. We'll talk about that for 2 weeks straight.
Megan, Cardi, listen up. I know you guys listen. It's not true. They don't listen.
We're here.
If they did, we're here.
They might. You just never know. Someone might be friends with Cardi or Megan.
Pass it
or
on.
Or Jack.
Jack definitely listens. Jack, we
Jack,
love you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Listen, I'm not kidding. Whatever you're doing right now, stop it. Go watch this video. It's everything.
It's so good. Okay.
It's everything you need in 2020. Yes. What is yours?
Oh, okay. Mine is the return of Jersdays. By the time you guys listen to this, it will have been last night, but tonight, November 19th, is the return of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. I love Jersey Shore. Yes. I love Family Vacation, and I am so excited for the premiere.
Anna, I just love how in love with reality television you are.
I would be lying if I said when Mike the Situation Sorrentino was sentenced to prison time, I had just landed at like an airport and I got a bunch of text messages about it. And I cried at that airport. I was really sad.
This guy comes up. He's like, ma'am, are you okay? I'm not.
The situation's going to prison and he's really turned his life around. I feel like he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah. Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
I do like the cast. They're fun.
I love it. It's going to be without Snooki, which makes me sad, but I think we can make it happen.
Yeah, again, some people just trying to move on with their life, you know.
Respect it. She's got like a million kids and they make them drink very heavily to a point where, well, don't make them, but they do go drink heavily at a point where I could not do that now, let alone at their age.
Could not have a hangover like that. I can't do it.
No.
I feel like two glasses of wine. I'm a cheap date these days.
Same.
Two glasses of wine and I'm like, all right, I'm
See you guys in 3 days because I just have to die in a corner.
Oh, if I had like 4 cocktails in a night the next morning, I'm just like, no one talked to me for the next 48 hours because we're just not doing life right now.
No. I get it too. But so I'm excited to watch that. And then don't forget to follow popculture.com. We got all your up-to-date news. We're on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Anna Rumor.
Oh, and I was waiting for someone else. Listen, guys, I'm on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I'm at VMagotomy.
Cool. Drop us a rating, review, subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitchers, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.